This is the story of a boy who loved Christmas so much that he grew up to make it more magical for the rest of us. That is, if you have ever had the good fortune to see his paintings. The artist's name is Jack Sorensen. He grew up on the edge of Palo Duro Canyon, a place so rare in its quality of light that Jack's unique talents must have been uniquely nurtured. Jack started drawing and sketching before he remembers doing it. His mother told him that when he was 3, he would put the dog on the couch to draw him, and then get terribly frustrated when his canine model would not hold a pose. By the time he reached first grade, he was so proficient at drawing anything he saw that his teacher called his mother to tell her she thought Jack was a prodigy. His mom had never heard the word and at first thought he must have been misbehaving in some way. Once she understood, though, she said, "Oh, yes, he can draw anything." I talked to Jack for about 30 minutes a couple of weeks ago. We are both slow talkers because of our Texas drawls. Took us 30 minutes to have a 15-minute conversation. Jack, now 62, says, "I've always been able to draw, sketch, and paint anything." He started out sketching cowboys around his father's western town, Six Gun City, on the rim of the Palo Duro Canyon. But he soon found that cowboys didn't much care for portraits of themselves, or even of their girlfriends, for that matter. He learned that if he could capture the personality or beauty and power of the cowboy's horses, they would always buy that portrait. Have you ever noticed that if a photograph is exceptional, people say it looks like a painting? And if a painting is exceptional, they say it looks like a photograph. Some of Jack's paintings look very much like photographs. I asked him if he ever painted from a photograph, and he said, "No, a photograph will lie to you." He said, "A camera can't get the truth of a horse, but a painting can." One of Jack's Christmas paintings tells of a cowboy arriving home late, Christmas Eve perhaps. His daughter, about 6 years old, is running through the snow to greet her daddy. Behind her is a modest frame home warmed by a good fire. Behind her daddy's back is a brown-haired doll that looks a good deal like the daughter. She's going to be so happy in just a minute. And then he added Santa to these scenes. Santa on horseback, Santa sledding down a snowdrift, Santa driving a stagecoach overflowing with toys. And these Santa paintings, about 70 of them, have become the centerpieces of Leaning Trees Christmas cards, their best-selling line. When I first saw Jack's Christmas paintings, I thought of him as a Western Norman Rockwell. His cowboys are so splendidly defined against a harsh winter background. His Santa had slightly cherubic cheeks, but sat a horse with more seasoned agility than a city Santa could. So I love being surrounded by Sorensen's works over the holidays. His paintings make me think of simpler times when a doll in a blue dress, delivered on horseback on a snowy Christmas Eve, could be the greatest gift in the world. Jack knew early in his life, when he was a teenager, in fact, that his life would be lived as a painter. And at 62, he feels he is still improving. He says, "I'm exactly in the right spot at exactly the right time, and I'm doing what God wants me to do. You can't ask for more than that." Well, I certainly agree. I'm W.F. Strong for Stories from Texas and Texas Standard. Here's wishing you a merry, merry Christmas and Texas-sized happiness in the new year.